Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Russell. It's like 6 a.m. and driving to the office and wanted to talk to you about what I'm doing today, why, and hopefully can help you visionaries out there who are not good at project managing to help your teams out a little bit more.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so how many of you guys are like me? You are the visionary. You are the person who has the ideas. You're the person who knows what to do and how to do it. And when you started your business, it's probably you doing all the things, right? So you had to become good at coming up with ideas and figuring out a logo and brainstorming the offer and basic design and then copywriting and how to sell it. And you wrote the ads and then you ran the ads and you did all the things, right? And it's just you. You don't have any money to hire people at the beginning, so you have to like get all the different things. They start hiring people, and the first thing you find out is like, these people can't do the thing the right way, or they need more coaching, or they need more help. And it's like, it's confusing to us because you as the founder, you loved your thing so much that you went out there and gathered and learned every skill set necessary to be successful, and you hire someone to do one piece of it, whatever, and they struggle, they don't do as good as you, or maybe they do and you find a rock star, which is even better. But there's all sorts of different things, right? And so I've gone through that. I'm now, I think, my 20th year in business, which is crazy. It's crazy. Now I'm at this spot where my wife and I have our 20 year anniversary this year, which means I've been with my wife longer than I lived with my parents. It's like that weird, weird time in someone's life where, I've been in business for almost 20 years now, or maybe 20, whatever it is. And it's just interesting. I've been doing this for a long, long time. I wrestled for a long time, but I've been doing this business now longer than I did wrestling. And anyway, it's just an interesting thing, but I've been doing this a long time, and it's interesting because I've obviously become good at marketing. I've become good at figuring out products and creating info and training and those kind of things. But the piece that, man, no matter how hard I've tried, that I'm not intuitively good at is operations and management, things like that. My brain does not compute. I think I got, I got more gift on one side and less on the other side, right? The good Lord is I'm going to bless Russell with the ability to, whatever. But because of that, I'm going to take away his ability to manage people. I don't know how that works, but so this felt like. And so I always struggle with that. And there's been times in our business when we've had really good managers who think, things get done really well. And other times when we haven't, and it falls back on my shoulders and it morphs back to chaos over time. So anyway, it's interesting. But I'm in a spot now where, since we launched ClickFunnels 2.0, Todd's great at everything. I don't understand. Those who don't know Todd Dickerson, he's my co-founder in ClickFunnels. Smartest dude I've ever met, but he's good at everything. He's a good marketer and he's good at coding and programming and managing and leading and Anyway, so the development side and the ClickFunnels product side is insane. Recently, over the last 12 months, I brought in a couple people who are really good managing operations, and they've been awesome. So good, infinity times better than I could ever dream of or hope to be. But then the downside is then there's me as this visionary who has a vision, and I keep bumping into them trying to manage things, right? And most, not most, but a lot of the parts of the team I've worked in the past, so I'm always trying to get people to do this and this, and I'm messing up the whole system in the process, and it's just chaos. And so, and even this week, it kind of came to a head where it's just I don't know what to do. Part of me is I feel like I'm messing the system up, but I feel like they need me because there's this part that I'm good at, which is the overall vision of the thing. But then there's other things that, man, I'm just messing up the process and getting in people's ways. And so anyway, after a lot of really good meetings with some really smart people, kind of what we came down to is what I need to do is really sit down and do a deep dive brain dump on every project we're doing. Because my unique ability is, what's my vision on this? Why are we creating this? Why did I buy that company? Why did I buy that? What's the funnel supposed to look like? Those kind of things. And it kind of went through yesterday. I got really excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually going to be really, really fun. And so I mapped out all the major projects that we're either working on or we're, you know, the offers and the funnels we have that are driving a lot of traffic to or things like that. And I put them all on a Trello board. And today, I couldn't sleep last night. I got 4 hours and 1 minute of sleep, according to my Oura Ring. I don't know if it's because I'm excited or whatever, but I wasn't able to sleep. So I got here early today. It's 6 o'clock right now, 6:07 actually. And I got to the office. I'm going to go, and basically each project, I'm going to go through it. And I'm going to go and do a deep dive, funnel hack, visionary, like whatever. Like, here's the project. Here's why we're doing it. The reason. And like, just making a video of me going through everything, like casting the vision as deep as I can, showing people the examples and case studies and all the stuff that I love. And then I'm going to do all that. And then that's my role at this point. And I stop and then I hand it to the people now who are running the projects. And so this is happening on both sides. Like, I kind of split my time between two sides. I'm like the funnel side, then also like the content creation, courses, books, membership sites, things like that. And so I'm doing that for about a dozen or so different projects today. And so, and then I leave today to go with my wife to go boating on a couple's date. So anyway, so I came in early today to go bust this thing out, and I'm actually really, really excited. So anyway, that's what I'm doing today. So for you guys who are visionaries, who struggle, and you struggle managing and your team figuring things out and all that kind of stuff, I want to challenge you to do what I'm doing. Stephen Larson's actually really, really good at this as well. In fact, I hired him one time just to do this part where he sat down and like brainstormed out this entire funnel launch strategy plan, everything. He whiteboarded out, found all the case studies, did everything, and then gave it to my team. My team's like, oh, we know what to do now. And broke out, like, here's all the tasks and everything. And so what I'm realizing, and this may, who knows, this could change in a week from now, but what I'm excited for today is I'm going to sit down, I'm going to just cast the vision on every project, making videos, showing, again, in a Trello board, I have checklists. So here's every funnel I've swipe file or that I've funnel hacked that I want you guys to look at. Here's the other examples. Here's other ways, the hooks and angles and the ads, and like, here's the thing. And then make a video of me just explaining the vision and the funnel and the process and the offer and the hooks and the angles and like all that kind of stuff. And then I'm done with that. I give the video to one person, and that person will go and like chop it up to, here's all the million tasks, who's assigned each task. And then people will all have the vision. And so when they get stuck, it won't be, you know, texting Russell or calling Russell. They'll be going back to the video, going back to the vision. Like, what was the vision? All right, let's think of that and follow that. Anyway, so I'm excited. That's what I'm doing this morning. So hopefully that, you know, this is 20 years now. I'm starting to figure out what I do or how to do better. And this may not be the end all be all solution, but I think this is getting me one step a lot closer to what I want to do. Because I don't want to stop. Like, I love this game. I want to be part of it. But like, when I try to dip my hands in the management side of things, it, like I said, what's the chaos theory from Einstein? Like, it all returns back. Like, all things return back to chaos over time. Like, I feel like every time I get jumped back in that part, it turns back to chaos. So it's like, okay, I'm going to like do the initial creation, all that kind of piece, and then let the amazing people on our team go and run with the rest. So anyway, that's the thought. That's the plan. All right, I hope you guys are doing great. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you guys all soon.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, and be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.